Parshas Bahar this week. And there it's Yisrael. Yeah, next week also. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. Rashi says, Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. The Sfasemis writes, Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. He says, what was har Sinai? Har Sinai was a mokum ruchni with Klal Yisrael disconnected from Olam Hazeh. And we're mis'ale to be makabel the Torah. Shmita is shayich to Har Sinai because, you know, in the Tov Teglich, we are connected to Olam Hazeh. Shmita, Shabbos, Yovel, these in Yonim connect us to Har Sinai. Har Sinai is, we're mitnatek. So that's what it is. That's what it means. Kipshutay, mayin, shmita, and Har Sinai. The Kliyoka writes that the same way in the process of preparing for Har Sinai and my Matan Torah was 7 weeks, of from Pesach to Shavuos, the parallel to that is the 7 years of Shemitah when you get ready for Yovel, which is also, and then B'mshoich HaYovel, Hei Miyal Bahar, then we connect Taka. It's a similar takeoff from 7 weeks, 7 years, to get to Sinai, to get to Yovel. I heard over from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he says, you know, it says, in B'chukoisai Teilechu, Shetiyu Ameilim Batoira, and it says that the Oynish for that is the Oynish of Shemitah. He says, Be'emes, there's a connection between Amelus Batoira and Shemitah also. He says, Be'emes, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the Yidden were in agriculture. They were in the Sodais. They were Oyvdei the Sodais. They gave Trumais, Maisris, Maisrishin, Maisrishini. They were giving Trumas and Maisris. And then Shemitah was an opportunity for a full year of learning. Shemitah, we gave in Kail. We gave learning. He says, Luli the Mistafina, we know that many times Chazal say that the cycle of Kriyas HaTorah was a 3-year cycle in Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to us, you know, it's off by a week, but it's basically a 1-year cycle. He says it was a 3-year cycle, then another 3-year cycle, and then in Shemitah, they did it in 1 year. Shemitah, there was a rebuyef that they had more time to learn. They were able to chop more Torah. In Shemitah, they tacked it a 1-year cycle. They had more time for Limud HaTorah. They were able to do more of a Parsha, Torah Shemitzav. They were able to be koilet and be maspik. A 1-year cycle. And after Shemitah, you think right away back. No, then there was a Tishrei, Yarchikala, with Limud HaTorah, with the Yom Neroyim, and then Hakel. Where's Hakel? It's the ultimate, it's the climax of this process that during Shemitah, there was Limud HaTorah. Mayin in Shemitah, Eitzel Har Sinai, Kipshutai, by Shemitah, as it's the land. Now the Pasuk says, Kisavoyu al Oretz. You come to Eretz Yisrael, Vishav Saha Oretz. It's mamish not true. The Rishonim already tell on this. I saw the Meshech Chochmah will speak out a few pshatim. First comes the 6 years, then comes Shemitah. Kisavaya ala aretz, first you have the sheish shanim, then you have Shemitah. When they finally went into Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't first Shemitah. The Meshech Chochmah says, alom de shepshat. He says, we know, he brings a Yerushalmi and Makaris to this. If someone is makdish, you know, you have to do kisui adam on chayiv oif. But if you were makdish to chayiv oif beforehand, so it's mafkiya, there's no din of kisui adam. Or if a person's makdish a kerem, the hektish is moineya, that it's not chal dinim of arla. That says, preempted hakdosha is meineya, that it's not chal, those various dinim. One would have thought that if someone's makdish the sadeh or the peiros before Shemitah, someone won't be chal Shemitah, because hekdosh was already chal. And that we say, no, Shemitah is different. Shemitah is in tandem with the 6 years. Kisavayu ala aretz and avad, you're going to start the first year. But that first year, it's already pending Shemitah. Don't be makdish it. It's not going to happen. It's already in the Shemitah cycle. The first 6 years is also part of the cycle. Nafkamina, says the Meshech Chochmah. Whereas by Kisi Adam, Orla, various other things, a preempted Hakadosha would be Moineya, that it's not Chal. Not like that by Shemitah. It's already Vishav Sa'aretz. During the first 6 years, it's already Vishav Sa'aretz, Shabbos Lashem. A different shot, also on this same shtel, why does Shemitah come before the 6 years? First was the 6 years, then was Shemitah. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Kra. He brings that there's a mechilta that says that be'etzem, if a person would not keep Shemitah, be'etzem, the field, the quality of the field is such that after 1 or 2 years, you need to take a break. You think that a field can work 6 years in a row without having to take a agricultural, physical break that the karka needs? Yeah, if you keep Shemitah, then you get a bracha that the next 6 years. So you want, like, the Seder Advarim is first v'shav sa'aretz Shabbos Lashem, then you'll have Sheish Shonim Tizra Sadecha v'Sheish Shonim Tizmar Kamecha. If you don't have a pre-Shemitah in advance beforehand, you won't get 6 years, you'll get 1 or 2, then you have to take a break. And then the Pella is, when you do keep Shemitah, one would have thought that already after 6 years, karka didn't get to break it. And then you think the karka is gargar shvach. No, the bracha is that by Shemitah, it's going to give you v'asas es atvua l'shlosh ashonim dafka, when you would think the karka is at its weakest time. No, dafka, because you keep Shemitah, it's the b'shefer running the system. It's not just the metzias of the teva of the sada. It's dafka going to make even more. Sod chaloi sizra, karmel chaloi sizmar. It doesn't mention charisha. The lavim that are mentioned here is zriya and zmira. But there's a different pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, that the pasuk says sheshes yomim tavoy uvayoyim hashvii tishbois bechoresh uvakotzir tishbois. Now bechoresh uvakotzir tishbois is a machlokes tanoim. Is that referring to Shabbos? And it's alluding to various halachas in Shabbos, or maybe that Ketzir Soimer is what happens by Ketzir Soimer when it's chal on Shabbos? Or some tanoim learn no, bechoresh uvakotzir tishbois, the seif of that pasuk is referring to Shemitah. And Lefizeh, there's an Isser essay by Harisha on Shemitah. Besides the lav of Zriya and Zmira, there's an essay of Harisha. Now the emphasis is, in Shemitah there are many Isurim, many lavim, and also many Isuri essay. There's the Etzim Isser of Avodas Karka, but then there's a mitzvah essay of Hefker. Like many Rishonim, there's a mitzvah essay. It doesn't become Hefker by itself. You have to be mafker the Sada. There's a din of Svichin, which is a whole sugya, if it's the Rabbanon or the Raisa. There's La'achla V'loy L'hefsid, La'achla V'loy L'schayra. Those are Isuri essay, not lavim. Beer, Hashmatas Ksofim. So there's a very interesting shayla, which I saw them in Cheschinich talks about in a few places. And the emes is the Derech Amunah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in Derech Amunah, in Hilchas Shemitah, Sefer on the Rambam, he's married this shayla, he already brings them in Cheschinich and handles it himself. Is Shemitah a mitzvah Shazman Groma? Of course, it's an ultimate mitzvah essay Shazman Groma. Now, the lavim of Shemitah, woman achayiv in lavim. Lavim, sot chalei sizra, karma chalei sizmar avada. The women are also muzhar on the lavim of Shemitah. But what about the essence of Shemitah? The Isser essay of Harisha, the essay of Bior, of Schoira, those various essen, the din to be mafkir, that's noig by Noshim? Minchas v'nechlaris, maybe not. It's a mitzvah essay, Shazman Grama. So, Kedarkai, with the Farnem from Gans Shas, Reb Chaim brings a raya from the Mishnah and Kedushin Daf Nun Beis. Maise b'chomesh Noshim, v'liket echad kalkola shel te'enim, v'shel lehen hoysa, v'shel shviyas hoysa, a whole complex sugi of one lady that was makabal kedushin for five of them, and it was not peiris. Amongst this complex case that it was peiris shviyas, and therefore it didn't have a din of hefker. Oh, so you see, even for women, it was the isha was makabal the kedushin. You see that they're also chayiv. He says, why? He munches on it a lot. In the end, he says that since Shemitah also has a lav, and even though avada Shemitah is very multi detailed, but in general, all the details of Shemitah are already noig by Noshim also. Azani by Shabbos, Shomer v'Zachar, v'Divrecha Nemru by Shemitah also. All in Yonim Shemitah. No, because he literally was hunting. Maybe a lady doesn't have to do a Pach Shemitah. Maybe a lady doesn't have the din of beer. Maybe a lady doesn't have the din. It's only by men. It's man grama. He says, no, in the end, he munches on it. But in the end, he names on the Ravada all dine Shemitah are noig. Beside the Lavim, inside the Essim, inside the Rabbanons, are all noig, even Bein B'Noshim, Bein B'Noshim. Another interesting, it says, the Lashon of the Pasuk by Shemitah over here, it says, V'hoysa ha'aretz lochem, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lochem lo'achla. So it says lochem. Now it's interesting, this is Yerushalmi, in Shabbos, and so I'm talking about a few places, this is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi declares, Mal lotzeis b'yayin shel shvi. It's kipshut that the Yerushalmi is talking about Dalat Kaisis of Pesach, but it, well, Kiddush, but it passed Dalat Kaisis. And it says, Mal lotzeis b'yayin shel shvi. What should be the issue that you shouldn't be able to use Peiris shvi? The Korban Eida, Afin Arta, the Yerushalmi says, because it's not Lachem. Maybe Peiris Shvius is not Lachem. And it's Mamash Apella, the Rishash, in the end of Pesachim, he brings this Korban Eida, he says, Avad, it's Lachem. Why shouldn't it be Lachem? The Pasuk says, Vahoy, Shabbos, Arvus, Lachem. It's not, Peiris Shvius doesn't mean it's not Lachem. There are many dinim and gedorim what you have to do with it. But that it's not considered Lachem, why should it be a problem? Or Sameach, Hilchah Shabbos, Perich Chavdes, on the Rambam, Lagabi, the Yerushalmi, wants to say, Ulai, you need yayin for dalat koisis, yayin haroi l'nasach al-gabim mizbeach. It's only a simen, it's a proba, but it has to be a zak kind of yayin that's choshev, that's roi l'nasach al-gabim mizbeach. He says, peirish shvi'is, you can't be manasach al-gabim mizbeach. Lo'ochle v'loi l'hefsid, lo'ochle v'loi l'sarfa. So as that, I saw a different shot in the Moed Muzmanim from Hagoyin, Moran Rav Moshe Sternbuch Shlita. He says, maybe it's als mitzvahs chavilas. There's a mitzvah to eat peirish shvi'is. Maybe you shouldn't do dalat koisis with wine of peirish shvi'is. It might be an issue of mitzvahs chavilas, chavilas. The Roshash himself has a different pshat, as Meshumar. There are various other pshatim that are handled. What could be this issue of Peirish Shvius, Lagabe, Yayin, the Dalat Kaisis? Okay, that was Shemitah. Then we have Yoivel. Seven years, seven cycles of 7 years, and then the 50th year is Yoivel. The Zohar HaKadosh writes that the same way there's 7 years and seven cycles and 7 years, then there's Yovel. He says there's Yovel of Yovelis. He says Yitzias Mitzrayim was the ultimate, was the Yovel of all Yovelis. Now, simple enough mathematics, 50 times 50 is 2,500. The year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, according to our calculations, based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, was, Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, was in the year 2,448. 50 Yovelis is 2,500. What does the Zohar mean when he says that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was the ultimate Yovel of Yovelis? Rav Meir Shapiro, Milublin, from the Daf Yomi, from Yeshivas Chachma Lublin, from Chuvis Or HaMeir, Simon Chavdalet, talks about this Shaila, and he has a very interesting whole Arichas, but we'll say the Nakud of it. We know there's really a Machlekes Tanoim about Yovel, Machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara Erichin, that the year of Yovel is also year number one of the next cycle, Machlekes Tanoim. But if year Yovel is year number one of the next cycle, Yovel is not every 50 years, Yovel is every 49 years. As such, a Yovel of Yovelis gets you talking mamash kemat to the year. It's off by a little bit, by a little bit. Kemat Genfred was, Mr. Friedman, kemat Genfred. So it's a lot closer to the Cheshbon. Continues Rameir Shapiro. The Pasuk says, by the sneh, Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois, and he quotes a medrash that says, the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim after 210 years. Sor Samach Reish is 260. The medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that by the sneh, he was saying, we're not after Yitzias Mitzrayim yet. We're not after 260. Vos Epis 260, what? What's the Shakla Vataria? Hashem is saying it's time to go out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Kisor Lirois. We're only up to 210. We have to wait till the Yidden are in Mitzrayim. 260. What's the catch? Says Rameir Shapiro. Well, there is a pshat that from Rav Shamshim Ashtrapolye says 210 is Shem Ehaya times 10, 21 times 10. 260 is Shem Havaya times 10. There was a vikuach if they have to be 10 Havayas or 10 times Ehaya. That's LP. Those kind of cheshbonos. But says Rameir Shapiro Poshet, the vikuach is if the Yidden have to be in Mitzrayim, Yovel of Yovelis, to get to the year 2,500, so they got to be there another 50 years. They got to be there another till the year. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. They have to be in Mitzrayim 260 years, not just 210 years. It's gebeit on this cheshbon. Continues Rameir Shapiro. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. It's Yeduah, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu's 120 years is connected that the world is 6,000 years. 6,000 years is 120 yovelis. 6,000 years divided by 50, 120 yovelis. Moshe Rabbeinu be'etzim is the ultimate of the whole world. Every year of Moshe Rabbeinu's life represents a yovel of the world, a microcosm of the world. So he lived 120 years. It's mavur in the Medrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu was having a vikuach in the Midrashim at the end of Zayis HaBracha, that he was having a vikuach with the Rabbanim Shlom, he wants to live a little bit more. He wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, he wants to say a little bit more. According to many Midrashim, he asked for 2 more years. Yeah, because if there's 49 Yovelis in 6,000 years, so there's 122 of them. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to live, the extra 2 years. Yesh b'zeh, Arichas, it goes on and on, but that's the basic catch of it. Now, another very interesting nekuda that I saw in the Meshech Chochma. The Yerushalmi also brings this Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. But the Yerushalmi brings the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, what was the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? The Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda was whether the year of Yovel stands in by itself and it's like its own entity. And then the year 51 is year one of the next cycle, which would mean the next cycle, year 101 is the next cycle. As opposed to if Yovel itself is year number one, so year number 99 is already the next Yovel, and v'chule. The Yerushalmi brings it different. The Yerushalmi says, Moir de Kazakh and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Yovel is every 50 years, and that's true, that remains. Yovel is every 50 years. B'li kesher to that, there are Shemitah cycles of every 7 years. Every multiple of 7 is a Shemitah. Every multiple of 50 is Yovel. Year 50, starting from Knesset Eretz Yisrael when they started. But year 50 from Knesset Eretz Yisrael is Yovel. The next Yovel is 100. The next Yovel is 150. B'li kesher, the Shemitah cycle is continuing at its own rate of sevens. Yovel is not always the year after Shemitah. Yovel is sometimes the year before Shemitah. Yovel comes out multiples of 50 every single year of the cycle. Sometimes every 350 years, Yovel is a Shemitah. It's a multiple of 7, 350. It's two different cycles that are going, veering on different paths. Every 7 years is Shemitah, every 50 years is Yovel. The Meshech Chochma says, a fascinating thing based on this Yerushalmi. The Pasuk says by Eved Ivri, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, Uvashvi Yisyeitze Lachofshi. This is Yerushalmi in Kedushin, that has a havamina that when it says that an Eved Ivri works for 6 years, you know, we know an Eved Ivri goes out by Yovel. That's a Gemara. But it says that an Eved Ivri is supposed to work for 6 years. The Yerushalmi has a havamina in Kedushin that, not that he works for 6 years, that he works till Shemitah. Shei Shanim Yavid, and then in Shemitah he goes out. To which the obvious kasha is, how could you think that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah? If an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah, not every 6 years, then what would it mean that an Eved Ivri goes out by Yovel? He already went out the year before when it was Shemitah. Right? Pashat Shemitah is always the year before Yovel. So, and if he emes, an eved, if he doesn't go out by Shemitah, Bli Kesher, he works for 6 years and he goes out by Yovel. But the Yerushalmi has a havamina that he goes out by Shemitah, then how would it be going out by Yovel? The Teretz is, you hit Yovel, Bli Kesher, hitting Shemitah, you can hit Yovel before you hit Shemitah. You can sell an eved, and 2 years later, it's Yovel. Shemitah's not for another 3 years after that, but you hit Yovel, it happens. It's only a havamina, the Yerushalmi's doicha that an eved doesn't go out by Shemitah, an eved works for 6 full years. But the havamina of the Yerushalmi that could fathom a havamina that an eved goes out by Shemitah is the Yerushalmi l'shitasoi, says the Meshech Chochmah. That the Yerushalmi holds, like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that Yovel is every 50 years, Shemitah is every 7 years, and work out the calculations by yourself. The Pasuk says, by Yovel, v'shaftem al ha'oretz lovetach. Rav David Feinstein in Koil Doidi, many fascinating gematrias there, he says, lovetach is 49. The ultimate insurance policy, bituach, the ultimate insurance policy to stay in Eretz Yisrael for another 49 years, lovetach, is keeping Shemitah and Yovel. You keep Shemitah and Yovel, you get promised another cycle, lovetach, another 49 years. Why not 50? Well, it's machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda also, lovetach, you're allowed to be off by one in the gematria, but upon him, keeping Shemitah and Yovel promises you lovetach. Lovetach is 49. Balaturim, hundreds of years before, Balaturim says betach, not lovet. Lovetach is 49. But betach, betach in Atbash, is Shin Nun Samach, it's 410. That's the bituach that there will be the first base of Mikdash, the first base of Mikdash that they had for 410 years. Betach, they had it for 410 years in Atbash, because they kept, till then, Shemitah and Yovel. Now the pasuk continues. And you have to know who's talking here. But the pasuk says, V'chisoymru, Pashtiyid, is asking, Manoich HaBashon HaShviyis? And Hashem tells him back, don't worry. V'tzivizias berchasi v'osis esatvol l'shlosh Hashonim. I saw, in the Sephorno, and B'doymel is in the Malvin, and Huadin, again, Alderich Zeh, I saw in the Leiv Eliyahu. I saw this in a lot of places. They say all this, Kulam Mefarshim Al Signoin Zeh, that there's Madregis, Madregis in Bitochen. Madregis, Madregis in Bitochen. The ultimate Bitochen doesn't ask the questions, and then it's fine. And then he'll get such a darga that the bracha will be b'meyov. He won't even need the bracha that the field will give sustenance for 3 years. He'll even have a higher level of, for some people that's called a higher level, unafressing, that even eating a little bit, and it's going to be in his barach. But if you're not holding on that level, the chisoimru, and you're going to start asking questions, still, okay, Hakol said that, you know, you can ask questions, but then you'll get, it's the next level, a lower level. It's interesting that lehepech from this, I saw brought down from one of the tells of Rosh Hashivas, he says, punkfakert, the chisoimru is the ultimate madrega. A Baal B'tochen doesn't mean he's not asking questions. Nemetreg and kashas. V'chisoyim, you can ask the kasha, there will be a teretz. You're not asking lekanter, you're asking what's going to be. That's not the spirit of the B'tochen, it's the ultimate madrega. The ultimate madrega is not just put your head in the sand. The ultimate madrega is, yeah, you can ask questions and Hashem is going to be milk. It's maftiyah. It's a different style of the question. But I heard a different shot. V'chitoyimru, you know who's talking? You know, when you sell a sodeh, it goes out by Yovel. And how much do you have to be paid if it's a stay based achuz? It says, b'mispar shonam achara Yovel tikna me'esam isecha. B'mispar shnei tvuos. If a person sells his field 28 years before Yovel, you have to cheshbon and then he wants to buy it back 5 years later. You have to work out how many years are left based on, you figure out the price that he sold it for and calculate the amount of years that already were and how many years are still left to Yovel. And then the moicher and the lekech are having a bikuch exactly how to calculate this. And the guy says, 1 second, the chisayim rumano yichol bashon ha-shviyas. Shviyas doesn't go into the cheshbon. You weren't going to work in the sada anyways. So when you're cheshboning the recall of how much calculation to get back the money, that shouldn't go into the cheshbon. V'chisoimru, asks the lekech to the meicher, and the answer is, the meicher back to the lekech, no, the osis is a tvul, the shlosh hashonim, it is part of the cheshbon, because there was avtocha, it's a different shot in the pasuk, it's going kipshutai, and it's so meduyik, because the v'chisoimru is in the middle of the shakta v'tari of the meicher of the lekech, it doesn't belong here, it belongs earlier by Shemitah, no, it's part of the v'chisoimru memper, and you're making kefir roig hashonim, and then it says v'chisoimru, it's part of that avtocha. Another sugya, behemshech, is Rivis. Es kaspecha leisitin loy b'neshech uvemarbis leisitin achlecha. A nochriyeh. The Kliyakar says that Rivis is a direct continuation of the sugya of Shemitah. It's vaiter in the sugya of bitochon. Someone that gives a halva beribis ktsutza felt him in bitochon. This guy's organized. He's mamish, you know? Everything's set. Papers. I lend you this. You're going to give me back 10% more. Hakol b'seder. He doesn't... He's not living with bitochen. Says the Kliyakar, to a guy you can give ribbis. Red Zachain, he's not going to pay you back. You're worried that he's not going to pay you back. And you're still You're still biting your fingernails and you're not having betochen. But with the yid, if you make it up, mamash hazav, does fit felon and betochen. If you're going to make halva and it's organized, he's paying you back. The profits are coming in. It's all on the books. It's too mesudar. Zelo holech kacha. Don't take ribbis in azat surah. That's what the Kliyakar says is the hemshem. You know, when it says not to take ribbis, there's yidua, there's sugis and ribbis and ezu neshech, toisis and bava mitzia over there brings daf ayin or targum Yerushalmi about a certain person from Bikas Dura that used to lend people beribis, and toisis brings over there that someone that lends beribis is not even going to be zeichet to tchias ha-meisim. Makes a whole trask about it, that someone that gives ribbis is not even going to be zeichet to tchias ha-meisim. He's koifer, and he's not going to be zeichet to tchias ha-meisim. Yidua, I spoke over the story from the Satmar Rebbe of Yoel, Meredika's story. Someone went over to him and asked him, how come, you know, a lot of times Shulchan Aruch brings certain halachas and he says, Dover halachazu chavivad ma'oid, tzorach lizor ma'oid. It said, in every halacha, a lot of halachas, it's madgish from Chazal, the nakuda, the maila, the specific thing that's stressed by this halacha. He says, why is it not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that someone that's loiv ribis is even not going to have tchisa mason? Tosis brings it from a Targum Yerushalmi. The Machabers say, ribis, chomer ad ma'oid, lo yizkel lokam l'tchia. Yeah, well, it should say it in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Samarab answered him back like this. Okay, so it's not in the Mechaber, it's in the Shach. The guy went through every Shach in your day, in Red Hill. It's not there in the Shach. Samarab told him, it's in the Shach. The Shach, when he wrote and first printed his Pirish, it was in the year Tuf Zion. Right? We're in Tuf Shin Pei Beis. It was in Tuf Zion, 407. Make the Cheshwan that was. And he wrote a poem. And he wrote a poem which is printed in most Shulchan Aruchs. And every stanza of the poem is for a different section of Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Dayanim, Hilchas Malvavolei, Hilchas Ribbis, Chosh Mishpah, here or there, whatever he wrote. And every stanza in the poem, the last four words, or three words of the poem, is Gematria 407, to be Meram is the year that he's printing the Sefer. And the specific Keta about Ribbis ends with Lo Yokutz Imanu. That's what the Satmar Rebbe meant. The Shach writes in the Anfang, in the Hagdama, Lo Yokutz Imanu, that a person that's Malvav Ribbis won't have Tchias HaMeisim. The parsha ends with a pasuk, perek, chavah pasuk beis, es shabsoisai tishmoiru, umikdoshi tirou, ani Hashem. That's very interesting because in Parshas Kedoshim, a couple of weeks ago, we learned Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, there's a pasuk, perek yotes, pasuk lamed, word for word, the same pasuk. Es shabsoisai tishmoiru, umikdoshi tirou, ani Hashem. It's interesting, the Gemara Yevamos and a few other Masechtas brings this pasuk and darshins the din of Moira Mikdosh. It's cute to check in the Ois V'Hod Gemara which one they are Mitzayin. It's mamish, not even a shinui of an Ois. The same pasuk, word for word. Rabbis duber on this. Some of the Mefarshim say that maybe the one in Bihar is not talking about Shabbos and Mikdosh. It's talking about Shemitah and Yovel. Shabbos is Shemitah and Mikdosh means Yovel. But Kepshutei, they're both talking about the same thing. Shabbos is Mikdosh and Tiro. I had a Ha'ara. There's a Tosis in Erev in Daf Beis. The Gemara over there says, Mishkan ikri mikdash, umikdash ikri mishkan. And there's going to be a lot of halachas. The Torah only says it once, and it applies side to mikdash and side to mishkan. And Tosis goes through a few different inyanim, and he makes a whole trask about it, when the Torah had to make bazundar a makar for mikdash and for mishkan. There's going to be nichnas betumah and various other halachas. When, l'mashal, there's a pasuk, es mishkan Hashem timei, and there's a separate pasuk, es mikdash Hashem timei. And Tosis makes eisim, why you need both? But then he says, Lagabi Moira Mikdash, no. Lagabi Moira Mikdash, it says Mikdash Yitiro, and Mishkan, Vimikdash, Chadheim, you don't need two psukim. The grad is two psukim. After that's good for the two psukim. Maybe one is Mishkan, one is Mikdash. I'm just pilling Toysis. Toysis is going out of his way. He's making a whole trust when you need separate tzrichasa for Mikdash and Mishkan, when not. And his dogma, where you don't need a separate pasuk, is the name of Moira Mikdash. He says, Moira Mikdash, Abad is Bang Vimishkan, Bang Vimikdash, Veloy Hayatzar possession, Epsukim. After Pumfaget, after yeah. So Chacham told me once, he says, no, because if it would be Chad LeMishkan, Chad LeMikdash, it would have said, in the one of them, it would have said, Umishkan Yitiro, Lehed. It's a Tois. Toisus makes the Cheshbon, got me some of the other dinim, and part of his Cheshbon is, why didn't it say the same word twice in both? I'm being Matzia, Chveshnish, that maybe one of the Pesukim is Chad LeMishkan, Chad LeMikdash. In the Zohar it says, Mikdashi, again, I don't know if my Zohar doesn't have Tzion on the Pesukim, so I don't know if it means the one here or the one in Kedoshim, but it says, Mikdashi, it's Mikdash Yud. That Dover Shabakdusha needs 10. And it also brings that when there's 10, when there's a minion, then there's Mikdosh, then there's Shechina Sharia. 1 to 10, if you count out the numbers. 1, well, 1 is 1. 2, I'm talking squared, sorry, a little bit complex. 1 squared is 1, that's easy. 2 squared is 4, 3 squared is 9, 4 squared is 16, figure out the rest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all together, 385. Shechina. Shechina, Gematria, 385, also Friedman, and a few other things. But Shechina, 385 is 1 squared, 2 squared, 3 squared. That's Mikdashi. Mikdash Yud, times 10, that's Mikdash. Es Shabsayis HaTeshmeru Mikdash HaTiro Ani Hashem. A little bit about Sfiras HaOmer. We're in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, but it's Taka Meshach Shai Chetiris Parasha. The Iker Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer was in the previous Parasha, in Emor. Delaney Emor, right? So talk about Emor a little bit. I guess in America, but in Parshas Emor, the Ramban writes, and the Goyim tells the two Taka from here, what exactly is the Nusach of Sfiras HaOmer? You know, we have a whole thing, we say the amount of days and the amount of weeks, and then the amount of days and the amount of weeks. The Goyim in Kol Elio is Mitzayin, our Nusach, and he gets it from the Psukim here. Sheva Shapsay Shonim, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pa'omim. From the Psukim in Bahar is where he's Medayit, Genoi, the exact Nusach, how you should do it. But the Ramban in Emor writes, you know, there's a din of Sfira, says the Ramban, Lo Yodati, in Loimarsh, you Bezdin Hagodol, Chayovim Lispar. Is there a din Sfira that Bezdin Al Kapanim every year, maybe on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, should say, Hashanah Zu Shnas, whatever, Esrim V'Sheish, Le Shmita, Shehem, whatever, work out the Cheshbon, how many years and how many. The Ramban is Mesupik. The Ramban is Mesupik. But the emes is, Tois is also in Menaches. Says, maybe Bezdin, Shema Bezdin, Soifrim, Umavarchim, to my Besphir Soifrim. Toysing Subis Tafayin Days, Mefurish, he's not Mesupik. Toysing Sustir and Toysis, Toysing Subis Tafayin Days, Mefurish. Avad, the Bezdin would make a bracha and count. The Minchas Chinuch brings this Toysis, he clears. And if they missed one year, so they count without a bracha the next year, and you can make it up. Yeah, the Minchas Chinuch in Avinot, in Harzbar, starts cheshbening the Gedorim of, like, when is the time over? Yom Kippur, or you have to the end of the year? And if you miss the year, can you continue counting? Now it's interesting because there's another sphere also. There's a sphere of a zova. Makar of Erechan and Bisurin is from the Sofrala. Toysis asks, how come by a zova there's no din to count? She should mamash count, made with a bracha. And she should say, today is the first, the second, until she counts the 7 days of the Shivani Kingdom. By a zova. Anita doesn't need Shivani Kingdom, but by a zova, you need Shivani Kingdom. This should be, we don't know which one is which, we count. But why isn't there a din sphere? With a bracha. Taisa says it can't be with a bracha, because, you know, Sfir Soimer, I mean, try not to forget, right? Don't forget to remember to count. If you're down early, don't forget to remember to count after it says, yeah? So, by Zov, it's not up to you. If she's Soiser Minyona, I mean, if she sees Dam, it's not up to her. If she sees Dam, it's Soiser Minyona, so she could count, and then when in the middle, it will be bracha latal. I mean, by Sfir Soimer, is it a bracha latal? A guy in the middle forgets, it's a bracha latal. What did he do? He was trying to do the mitzvah. But Tosfos says, by Zava, it's Takanat. The Sefer HaChinuch writes differently, though. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that by Zava, we don't count, because by Zava, he says, there's a Mesoira. Sometimes, Sfira means to mamish count, one, two, to say the number, and count. Sometimes, it just means to keep track. And he brings that by Zava, it's only an Indian to keep track of the days. It's not a mamish, a din, Sfira. Now, an interesting shot, I saw the Pesach can handle. We have gematria, you know, Aleph is 1, Lag is 33, yeah, different, you know, the different Oisius. Are you Yaitza Sfira Sa'ayma, let's talk about, if instead of saying Hayoim Shisha Ve'eshem Yoim, you say Hayoim Chavav. Is that called counting? Is that a number? Is that a number? L'chair, you have to say a number. If a person says Hayoim Hoitche Ve'netzach, I don't think he Yaitza. But is that called a number? What if on the ninth day you say, today is the square root of 81 loimer? Anything that's a number, you yaitza. But is this a number? Is gematria a number? So I saw a very interesting from the Rogachover in Sofnes Paneach. He writes that there's a stira, you know, there's a Mishnah in Bechayrus Taf Nun Ches that talks about Meiser Behemah, that you count the animals. You count 1 and 1, 1. In the Gemara it says, Aleph Beis Gimel Aleph Vav, but in the Mishnais it says, Echad Shnayim Shalish. So he says like this. He says, when you're counting something that is just a hechatimsa to get to the end, to know what the number is, then you could say Aleph Beis Gimel. But when you count, Lamashal, by Yom Kippur, when you're counting the hazoyos, every hazoyah is a hazoyah, liikuva, you need all 43 hazoyos. It's achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. You can't just say Aleph Beis Gimel da'ahe v'avah. Because there it's a mispar hechliti. Every number is a number. When it's only l'sadar se'inyin, then you could say Aleph Beis Gimel. No, and what's Sfira Soimer? What's Sfira Soimer? Abid, that you know, to keep the cheshbon to get to 49. Well, there's a bear every day. Every day counts. Count every day. You know, that whole thing. How would you look at it? The emes says, I heard once, the Gabi Meister Behemah. You know why you count it out like that? 1, 2, 3. Because the guy feels bad. He has 700 behemoths. You tell him, you have to give 70 of them to Meister. lot. Wow, 70 man. He says, no. First one's yours, second one's yours, third one's yours, the eighth one's yours, the ninth one's yours, the tenth one, give them Isamay. Say it. Nishkosh. So maybe they're also, it's taki, you're counting it. There's a Shiloh when we say Sphere Soimer. Some say Bo'oimer, some say Lo'oimer. Mistam it's not Ma'akiv. Mistam it's not Ma'akiv even if you switch off every other night, although you should be consistent. Bechlal, it's a good idea in life to be consistent. But someone wanted to bring a raya. We call it Lag Bo'oimer. You ever heard anyone say it's called Lag Lo'oimer? I never heard anyone say Lag Lo'oimer. What? Yeah, but in the Oilon calls it Lag Bo'oimer.
You don't want to count bags.
What?
You don't want to count bags.
Oh, so someone wanted to say, Efshe, the fact that you call it Lag Bo'oimer is pumfaker, it's a raya that you're supposed to say lo oimer, and because you don't want to count by accident, so we dafka say the wrong way, you're not yoitza that way, and but that would mean Eubay say that lag, you're yoitza, because the mistake you make is lag, you don't say shloishim v'shalish, shloishim v'shalishim, but, so you have to know if bechlal is a diak from, I heard once that lag boimer is the yartzah of the Ramos, so chach on his yartzah, we should say his way is with a base, so chach on the Ramos yartzah, we say lag boimer. There's a tshuva from the Dvar Avram, Kovnerov. He wants to know why we don't do Sfira Sa'imer, Sfekid Yoima. Sfekid Yoima. Right? In Chutz La'aretz, the second night of the Seder, they're doing the Seder Nachamal. Right? On Leila Seder, we don't do Sfira. So they're faking it out. They're not sure. They're confused. So they do Sfira. And a lot of them do the Sfira in Shul. A lot of them do Sfira after the Seder, right? But the Machsidim is a minute. Because in Seder, you don't do Sfira Sa'imer. Enough the Seder, you don't do Sfira Sa'imer. But Lachar, we should count one, but the next night we should say Suffolk, one, two. We should count Sfekis. The Dvar Avram says we don't do Sfekid Yoyimah by Sfira Sa'imah, he says, because, and forget about now that it's Minig Abisayin Abedin. What about really when they lived far away and you didn't know when Pesach was? You didn't know what, they count me Suffolk. He says, no, you can't count Sfekid Yoyimah. Sfira has to be a Dover Mukhlot. It has to be Klor, you're setting a bet, telling a bet Klor what the number of the days. You can't say maybe it's seven, maybe it's eight. You can't, Sigatnish does it. The Doimel is it. He says he didn't count. That's what he says, yeah. He says, you can't be Makai. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? They didn't know. Well, you pick one way and hope for the best. But to do Sfeik at is Nish. It's interesting, you know, many, many things can be done in the Kodesh, even if you don't understand. And in Shal Lashon, it's only if you do understand. But the Magen Avraham brings that by Sfira Sa'imer, it's preferable to do it in a way that you understand. Because Efshe, it's not just a din amir, it's a din to count. It's Nish Gitzokt, it's Gitzelt. You have to count. You have to know what you're saying. That's why everyone has to count for himself. It's not just what's it called? Are you yoitza with sign language? Are you yoitza if you do a scratch board? Are you yoitza if you have like an app that just like reminds you, does like a niggin thing and you turn off the, that's your sphere, you turn off the alarm. Someone said, Hadanat. I said, yeah, you sure you can still make a bracha? No, okay. If you so hold, yeah, say it. If you hold, you can still make a bracha. Rabbi Yankel Miller went over to someone the second Seder night and said, Rebbe, you need Efshe. He went over to someone and says, Rebbe, you need someone to be mighty with the bracha. He says, Yankel, what are you talking about? It's the first night of the Yomer. He says, yeah, you need help with the bracha. You need help with the bracha. On the 12th, the person says, Hayoim ki misper shifte Yisrael. Hayoim ki misper shifte Yisrael Yomer. People tell me, oh, zichanat. Make a bracha? Someone came to the Brisker Rav, middle of Sfira Sa'imer. You know, we have an issue. If a person misses one night, so it's Machalikas Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold you can make it up the next day. Machalikas. Some say no, it's too late. There's another issue that if you missed totally, a night and a day, is it 49 separate mitzvahs and you can still count with a bracha the next day? Or no, it's one big set. Because there's a sfeik, it's a Mabadav Shach. So we say that the next day you can make it up without a bracha, and then the next night you can continue with a bracha because of a sfeik, Lakula. Efshir, it's 49 separate mitzvahs. And even on the tzad, that it's not 49 separate mitzvahs, maybe you still chapter rhyme when you did it by the day. If you totally missed the day, then you take it out of the count. Someone came once to the Brisker Rav and asked him, can you please be mighty me in the bracha because I have a suffix. I missed one day in this and I want to still do the mitzvah on the tzad, that it's 49 separate mitzvahs, but I can't make the bracha because I totally missed one day and one night. So can you please be mighty with the bracha? So the Brisker Rav said, Gain Zichron Moshe, there's plenty of people that are making sphere sign. What's the familiar? Yeah? So he says, no, those people, I don't know, maybe they're also missed. I don't know what's with them. Maybe they also missed. I know the Rav didn't miss. The Rav said, what? He says, you're going to hear the other person to make a bracha on the tzad that you missed already. So what's the tzad you're making? You're bechlal counting. You're going on the tzad that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. On the tzad that it's 49 separate mitzvahs, Yana that missed could still make a bracha. Vazgeit teron. You're looking for a bracha on the tzad, you still do need a bracha. On the side, you still need a bracha. You could also make the bracha. You don't need someone that's for sure still on the count like the other side. Keep cheshbon in the sugya. Either you're not going to have a mitzvah at all anymore, and wait till next year, or you're still mechayiv because it's separate. There's no reason. What's the from here? Zal yana machin the bracha. That's very tiny. Richtig cheshbon. A richtig cheshbon. Had a shtickel of ha'ara. It's a little complex case. Interesting shaila someone once asked me. Bidieved, you can count, even if you already missed and it's shkia. Bidieved, you can count after shkia, ben ashmashas, and still be in the count. Now let's say someone made a double mistake. Tuesday was supposed to be Tes Vavlo Oimer. Wednesday was supposed to be Tes Zayin. Tuesday night he counted Tes Vav. He's good. He's in the system. Wednesday night, what is he supposed to do? Tes Zayin. Wednesday night, he's very confused, this guy. He read himself Ayin that he forgot to count last night. He's all nervous that he didn't count the night before. And he said, what's going to be? I totally missed it already in this. And someone tells him, no, you can still chop a rhyme. In a shmoshes, you can still chop a rhyme. It's like, come out Wednesday night or it's after Shkia. And he really did count Tuesday. He has it on video. No, but later on he found that. But at that point, he was positive he didn't. Someone told him, you can still chop a rhyme. It's a little bit after Shkia, you can still chop a rhyme. So he says, great, okay, what was last night? And the guy told him, Tes Zayin. And great, he counts Tes Zayin. Thinking that he's still making up Tuesday night's sphere. In the end, Tuesday night he did glot. And the Maisa Wednesday night, he said Tes Zayin. It was talking the right thing to say. But he thought he's counting Tuesday nights. Then he totally didn't count the next day. Now it's already Thursday night. Is he good to go? On video, I have him saying Tes Vav. On Tuesday night, I have him saying Hayoim, not Tes Zayin. Shisha. Sorry, how do you say it? Sheshesri. We have him, Clor, in the end. He said, on Tuesday night, he said Hayoim Chaim Sheshesri Yom Loimer. On Wednesday night, he said Hayom Sheshesri Yom Loimer. But on Wednesday night, when he said Hayom Sheshesri Yom Loimer, he thought he's Begoyshi, chopping Ryan, still counting Tuesdays, and he, double mistake, said the wrong number. Is he still in the system? Is he still in the count? Okay, I confused the Oilam a little bit. Say Rabbi Kiveger, during his Sheva Brachas, has a Chilufei Nechtovim with his uncle, Rabbi Yom Eger, whether you yoitz a Sfira Sa'imer, B'Ksiva. Rabbi Kiveger then in the Tshuva Ba'arichas goes into the concept of Ksiva Kedibur in general. And we're not going to go into all the vast rites that during the Sheva Brachas he wrote Ksiva Kedibur back and forth during the Sheva Brachas, but amongst the topics that he's handling is the Gabi Sfira Sa'imer, whether Ksiva Kedibur. Someone wanted a time that Efshir, maybe Sfira Sa'imer is not Tali in the regular Gedor. Rabbi Kiveger brings Ksiva Kedibur, Gabi Nedorim, Shavuos, Brachas, various topics. You're talking, Ulai Latzia, that maybe Sfira Sa'imer is not Tali in the Algemein Gedor. Both ways I'll say a Svara. Even if Ksiva Kedibur Bederach Klal not, Efshir for Sfira Sa'imer, yeah, because Efshir for it, you count it. And Efshir Fakir also, maybe Ksiva Kedibur, but Gitziltis is this, maybe there's a Tzura of counting. You would have to know. Be safe, good.